KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center on Southwest 7th Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we can still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, checking high school baseball action around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic defeating Kemper Catholic by a final of 3-0. Lewis Central beat Harlan 5-4. Creston over Shenandoah 3-2. Glenwood beat Clarinda 6-1. Denison over St. Albert 5-2. The Western Iowa Conference, it was Missouri Valley over Whiting 10-0. Des Moines Hoover edging Underwood 3-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Adair Casey 21-0. Corner Conference saw East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 20-1. Also, it was Guthrie Center over Panorama 5-2. Lenox beat East Union 8-2. And Mount Air topping Southwest Valley twice, 11-2 and 8-5. In girls softball last night, Kemper Catholic beat Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 Conference play 7-2, the final. Also, Harlan over Lewis Central 13-3. Creston shut out Shenandoah 7-0. Glenwood 18-10 over Clarinda. And Denison a 17-0 winner over St. Albert. In the Western Iowa Conference Girls Softball Tournament, it was AHST over Tri-Center 4-2. IKM Manning beating Griswold 12-0. Underwood beat Audubon 6-5. Missouri Valley over Underwood 7-3. And Logan Magnolia beat Trainer by a final of 9-4. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was West Harrison beating Whiting in 9 innings, 6-5. Also in girls softball, Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 7-2. Bedford over Nottoway Valley 9-7. In the first game of a doubleheader, Nottoway Valley took the nightcap 13-11. Abe Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 13-1. It was Winterset twice over Carroll 11-1 and 13-3. Panorama beat Guthrie Center 5-1 and Lennox over East Union 16-1. Well, the College World Series finals have been stretched to the limit. Virginia forced a third and final game by trouncing Vanderbilt 7-2 last night. Brandon Waddell limited Vanderbilt to 5 hits in his first 9-inning complete game. Kenny Towns and John Laprise drove in 2 runs each as part of the Cavaliers' 13-hit attack. That win forces a third and deciding game. Tonight will be the last night of the college baseball season, as TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha will host that game between Vandy and Virginia, with the winner capturing the NCAA title. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Justin Morneau hit a 3-run homer and drove in 6 runs as the Colorado Rockies beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-5, snapping a 7-game losing streak. Jorge De La Rosa allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 innings. He's the first Rockies starter to earn a win since June 12th. The Rockies finished with 17 hits one night after managing just 3 when they were shut out at home for the first time in nearly a year. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Miami 7-4, Chicago over Cincinnati 7-3, Washington beat Milwaukee in 16 innings 4-2, San Diego topping San Francisco 7-2. In the American League, the White Sox beat Baltimore 4-2, Toronto over the New York Yankees 7-6, Detroit beat Texas 8-2, the Angels over Minnesota 8-6, and Seattle 8-2 over Boston. Clayton Kershaw followed his first career no-hitter with 8 marvelous innings. Adrian Gonzalez and Andre Ethier drove in a run each, and the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Kansas City Royals 2-0 last night. Kershaw allowed 6 hits and a walk while striking out 8. The 2-time Cy Young winner hasn't allowed a run in 21 and a third innings, spanning his near-perfect game against Colorado on Wednesday. The only runner occurred on an error at his previous start against Arizona. Kenley Jansen pitched a perfect 9th for his 23rd save. Also in interleague play yesterday, the Mets beat Oakland 10-1, Pittsburgh over Tampa Bay 6-5, Atlanta beat Houston 3-2, and Arizona in 14 innings, a 9-8 winner over the Cleveland Indians. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa beat Albuquerque 6-2, and El Paso topped the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 8-5. Also in baseball news, Grady Sizemore gets another chance to continue his major league career. The Philadelphia Phillies have signed the 3-time All-Star to a minor league deal. Sizemore was hitting .216 with 10 doubles, 2 triples, and 2 home runs with 15 RBIs when he was released by the Red Sox last week. New York Yankees outfielder Carlos Beltran has shut down his throwing program. program after feeling tightness in his right forearm on Sunday. Beltran has been limited to designated hitter duty since coming off the disabled list June 5th after missing 21 games with a bone spur in his elbow. The Royals have activated left-hander Bruce Chen from the 60-day disabled list and sent him to the bullpen in a long relief role. Chen began the season in the Kansas City rotation before landing on the DL with a bulging disc in his back. The team also optioned reliever Tim Collins to AAA Omaha, and they designated fellow left-hander Donnie Joseph for assignment. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we can still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the Big Ten Conference says it supports guaranteed four-year scholarships and improved medical coverage for its athletes. The conference proposes working within the NCAA structure to provide greater academic security for its athletes by guaranteeing scholarships for 4 years, even if an athlete can no longer compete or has left for a professional career. The Big Ten also would like to provide more consistent medical coverage and ensure its athletes are compensated for the full cost of their college education rather than just tuition fees and room and board. Well, the NBA's upcoming free agent market will include LeBron James. His agent confirms that the Miami Heat forward has decided to opt out of the final 2 years of his contract and become a free agent next Tuesday. The decision does not mean James has decided to leave the Heat. He could decide to re-sign with the team or move on to another club. James is expected to meet with teammates Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh to discuss the future. Both may decide to opt out of their deals as well. James had 2 years and about $42.7 million remaining on his deal with the Heat. In his 4 seasons in Miami, the Heat have gone to the NBA Finals 4 times, winning a couple of championships. Well, the United States will be without veteran striker Jozy Altidore for Thursday's key World Cup match with Germany. He'll miss a second straight match due to a strained left hamstring that he suffered in the opening win against Ghana. U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann says that if the Americans qualify for the knockout stage, there's a good chance Altidore will be back. The U.S. can earn their way into the next round with a victory or a tie against Germany. Italy has been bounced from the World Cup in the opening round after a 1-0 loss to Uruguay. The Italians joined defending champ Spain and England as unexpected spectators heading into the knockout round. Uruguay advanced with the win, but they could be without their top player for the remainder of the tournament. FIFA has charged Luis Suarez for biting Italy defender Giorgio Chiellini during Uruguay's 2-1 win over the Italians in the World Cup. If the disciplinary committee finds Suarez guilty of assaulting an opponent, FIFA rules call for a ban of at least 2 matches, up to a maximum of 24 months. A decision must be published before Sunday when Uruguay will play Colombia in a round of 16 match. Suarez appeared to bite Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini on the shoulder around the 80th minute. Suarez already has been suspended twice for other biting incidents in the last 4 years. Also in World Cup play, England played to a scoreless tie with Costa Rica, which had already qualified for the next round. Greece scored on a penalty shot in stoppage time to edge Ivory Coast and earn a spot in the next round. And Colombia improved to 3-0 with a 4-1 win over Japan as they win Group C. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center on Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.